A couple of community solar projects have been put before voters recently in Lamoille County. Electric departments in both the village of Hyde Park and the town of Stowe plan to build 1 megawatt solar arrays. But first, they need some voter approval to apply for a no-interest federal loan program. And Amy, how did those votes turn out?
Pretty well. Hyde Park Village voters approved a $3 million bond question by a vote of 96 to 26. And Stowe voters okayed borrowing up to $3.5 million. That vote was 91 to 45.
And you reported that there wasn't a lot of lead-up time to the votes in either community. Why the rush to get these questions on the ballot?
Well, the window to apply for the zero-interest clean energy renewable bonds you mentioned closes June 3rd. So the votes had to be held in time to make that application deadline. And there's still a lot of specifics yet to be hammered out, especially in Hyde Park, where they haven't even chosen a project location yet.
So will Hyde Park voters get another chance to weigh in once there are more details?
Yes, the village says it will go back for voter approval once it has a permitted location and a certificate of public good for the project from the Vermont Public Service Board.
And what about Stowe? Do they have a location picked out?
They do. That project is planned for the former town gravel pit, which is in Nebraska Valley, and that land is still owned by the town. And the Stowe project will also go back before the voters after that project goes before the Public Service Board.
Well, this week you also wrote about a group of students in Windsor who have come up with a way to keep their town a little bit cleaner. What's going on there?
Folks may be familiar with VCAT, the Vermont Kids Against Tobacco. There are VCAT groups in schools all over the state. And the Windsor VCAT group decided they would go downtown and pick up cigarette butts that had been tossed on the ground. And in 1 week, they picked up over 2,800 cigarette butts.
My fingers feel vaguely brown, yellow, and gummy with tobacco tar just thinking about that, Amy.
Yeah, pretty gross, right? So they decided to give smokers another place to throw their tobacco litter. They worked with a local artist to paint metal buckets, and they plan to distribute those buckets around town, and hopefully smokers will put their cigarette butts in the buckets instead of on the ground.
Clearly a better alternative, but who cleans the butts from the bucket? Is it still the kids' responsibility? It seems like they've gone above and beyond already.
Yeah, they've certainly done their part. Actually, they're hoping to get a little community support for that job. They're asking folks to adopt a bucket, so to speak, and they can be then responsible for emptying that bucket as necessary.
And speaking of community support, there's a project that'll get off the ground at Lake Fairley next month, and that's thanks to the financial support of three communities. What can you tell us about the effort to rebuild the Lake Fairley Dam?
Earlier this month, voters in Fairley, West Fairley, and Thetford all voted in favor of an $850,000 bond to rebuild that dam. And what's interesting is that the current dam is privately owned, but it's in such bad shape that it needs to be replaced soon, and obviously it's an expensive project. And the residents of the communities around the lake decided that it's in all of their best interests to pitch in and get the job done.
So when does that work get started?
The project's slated to begin in mid-June.
And will recreation on the lake be affected at all?
No, the Lake Association says the dam work won't affect any summer fun on the lake.
Well, that's good news for lake lovers, so let's end it there on a high note. Thanks very much, Amy.
You're welcome, Mitch.